Unit 7. The king of the Delta was filled with great worry. His only son would have to take his seat as king very soon. However, the prince was a very insolent boy. He belittled everyone around him and did not care about citizens' lives. His profligate behavior and lifestyle were well known to the citizens and nobles. When the king's kin learned that his son was not docile anymore, they became very worried. The prince had every right to the throne, so any arguments against him were moot points. The king could not bear this, so he called a renowned teacher of courtesy and good manners and asked her to make his son become a noble prince who could behave like a prince. The teacher vacillated for a minute, because she had heard about the prince's bad behavior. When she arrived to teach, the prince slammed the door in her face. The teacher was shocked and had a vacuous expression. She decided to treat the prince as a mere person, not the son of the king. When the prince was tardy for his lesson, the teacher lashed him with a cane. If the prince belittled other people, she said in a vitriolic manner that the prince was nothing better than a beggar, drunk on the streets. The teacher made the prince wear what citizens wear and made him eat what citizens eat. At first, the prince felt nauseous, but soon he became used to it. The prince had to sit on a shrub for quite some time thinking about his past behavior. At last, the prince deigned to listen to the teacher's lessons and become obedient. Soon the prince became very noble, caring, and a good-natured man. Since the prince read so many books and studied very hard, he had to go to an optician to make glasses. Glasses became a vogue fashion for all citizens very soon. The teacher made the prince create an effigy for his past behavior and burn it up, which meant his past would forever disappear.